This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Dorothy Williams, Dorothy, last name Williams, Williams. Her date of birth is October 12, 1938. Patient seen for Dr. Mitchell, Mitchell, Wolf, Wolfe, and also for Dr. Joanne Leslie Walker, Walker, MD. New paragraph. Dear sirs, thank you for this referral. This 85-year-old female who never smoked, did not drink, denies any drug allergies, is here for establishing new oncologist. New paragraph. Symptoms. She does complain of significant nausea on and off going on for the last few years. She also reports pain in the left lower quadrant. She says she is extremely weak and does not have any energy. She is here to discuss further care for her vulvar malignancy, VUL, VAR malignancy. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient initially was diagnosed to have anal cancer. It was treated with chemo radiation, which she completed by August of 2022. Subsequently, patient reported a fungating vulvar lesion. It was large, according to the note here. It was 15 centimeter. It was consistent with squamous cell carcinoma and palpable right inguinal femoral lymph nodes. The patient had a chemotherapy with carbo, taxol, pembrolizumab, and Keytruda. The tumor was tested positive for PD-L. Patient was treated at Texas Oncology, and subsequently, patient stopped following, and she reported that, she was treated with 8 cycles of carbotaxol pembro. Most recent one was about 2 months ago, but it was discontinued on account of neutropenia requiring G-CSF during entire treatment. Patient did have partial response and significant improvement in vulvar lesion. So she was recently seen with a scan on 9/24/23 showing partial response. However, a patient reported new lesions over the vulva recently. New paragraph. A review of system. She complains of pain in left lower quadrant and extreme weakness. New paragraph. Past medical history also includes history of hypertension and degenerative joint disease. A physical exam. She is 5'3", weighing 140, blood pressure 157/68. She's normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen distended, vulvar lesion was seen about 2 by 3 centimeter. Extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Recurrent carcinoma of the vulva with lymph node metastasis. Possible lymph nodes in the intra-abdominal possible metastasis in intra-abdominal lymph nodes causing pain. Diagnosis 2, history of anal cancer treated with CRT seems to be in remission. New pair of recommendations. We will do CBC, CMP, and CEA. And we'll try to pre-authorize her chemotherapy since she is now wanting to restart the chemotherapy. If her blood count is better, then we might resume chemotherapy, either carbotaxol Keytruda or Keytruda by itself. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on Dorothy Williams. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Wolf and Dr. Walker. Thank you.